then the next step would be another chemical storm. The bacteria that we're talking about that colonize in your aquarium and take care of the ammonia kind of do it part way. They go they produce nitrites, which are another related to ammonia, just a little bit more oxygenated.
Okay.
And the nitrites, if they accumulate too high, they can also be a bother and even kill fish. So you want to make sure that you kind of rise and fall through the nitrite problems without losing any fish. So there's a chemical storm too, a nitrite storm, that takes another couple weeks. So you got a four-week process, maybe five, where your tank may oftentimes go through some ammonia problems and nitrite problems. Our goal as a retailer is to make sure they don't buy too many fish right off the bat and to get fish that actually surface feed, fish that come to the top surface and eat and are hardy and will go through that process. I like to relate to it as a storm because if I don't tell people to be careful in their feeding habits and if I don't tell them to limit the number of fish they put in there, they're literally going to maybe create a Category 5 storm, and we don't want that. So if we do it carefully, we can have like a Category 1, Category 2 storm, and everything's fantastic. They get through those problem periods. Anytime you want to, bring in a water sample. Anytime you have an aquarium, if you're out there distance away from us, make sure you buy an ammonia nitrite test kit to make sure you're going through that process. And when you're through that process, you're ready to add more fish.
Right. And it's because of the amount of ammonia that the fish release that that's the reason why you want to start out with fewer of them, because you can better control that buildup of the chemicals through that process. Now, for people who that might sound, wow, nitrites and ammonia, that sounds a little bit scary. It's not all that tough to tell. I mean, you have little kits that allow you to measure the amount of it in the water. So literally, step by step, you can kind of see how your tank is evolving its way through this process of building up this proper biology, correct?
Good point. And what's most important, it's only a temporary phase. If you have a good filter, if you don't overfeed the tank, it doesn't take but 3 or 4 weeks, maybe five, before your tank goes through this ammonia nitrite cycle. And we actually have products and opportunities to even eliminate that cycle if necessary. But I won't get into it in the show, but there are approaches you can take to reduce or eliminate the chemical storm period, but only by bringing bacteria to the aquarium.
Right. But every aquarium, when it starts up initially, has to go through this phase in order to sufficiently keep these fish in the environment that they're accustomed to in nature. And that's why they're going through this process.
Right. So the first point I want to make is that the tank that you're going to have in your living room is a biological marvel, and it goes through a rough time at the beginning. We can do things to inoculate it with bacteria so you don't go through that process, but nonetheless, the truth is that the tank is a biological marvel, and you have to create it. So that's number one.
Right.
The second pillar that we work from is that people commonly overfeed.
Right.
And they don't do it intentionally.
No.
All too often, I'll have a customer that has ammonia readings for several weeks or months. And each time they come in, we ask if they're overfeeding, and they say no. When I actually define overfeeding as any food that actually goes to the bottom of the tank as being defined as too much food, then all of a sudden the perspective changes. So what I do with each customer that comes in is I have what's called a food ring.
Okay.
The best way I can analogize this for customers I have my KFC analogy. So we can imagine mom coming home with KFC, and she's walking around the house with the barrel under her arm, and she's worried about all seven kids she has in her house. So, she could pop over up the top, run around the house, and throw food in every room. And sure enough, Billy, sitting at his computer, will continue to stay at his computer and will never come downstairs to pick up any. And so what we do is we kind of emphasize how important a food ring is. That's the dining room table. And just like Mama, she sets the KFC on the dining room table. All the kids will come out from all the rooms, and she won't have a smelly house of KFC. And all the kids will be at the table, and it will be consumed within just a matter of minutes. In fact, for an aquarium, we put a food ring on top. What we don't want is that thin flake food to ever get to the bottom. One reason we don't want that thin flake to ever get to the bottom is by the time it gets to the bottom, the water-soluble nutrients that are in there that are essential for fish, like vitamin C, have left the food.
Okay.
Okay? So just like we don't want bad KFC, we don't want bad food on the bottom of the bottom of the aquarium. So by training the fish to come up to the food ring and eat the smallest amount of food, and once they've eaten that, they get more. So in this case, they get 7, 8, 10 servings, all within about a 3-minute period.
Okay.
And you just add a little at a time. So I literally get the can of food out, and I demonstrate that to the customer when they come in so they don't overfeed their tank. So number two would just be careful feeding. Now, there are other foods that need to fall to the bottom for scavengers, but they need to be big enough not to get into gravel.
Right. But the key ingredient is making sure that the food itself that are being fed is being consumed right away. And as far as training the fish go, the good news is it's not real hard to train the fish to come to the top.
No. Because, people don't realize that.
Yeah. It's actually one of the easiest training things that you'll ever do. Rick, if we can, I'd like to continue this conversation after the break. So we will continue on and talk about some of the other elements that go into really building a successful and a meaningful, thriving fish tank in your home right after this break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.